The Volume.
Jenkins and Jones is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. Tons of reasons why I love betting the NFL on FanDuel Sportsbook. It's America's number one sportsbook. It's easy to use, it's fast, safe, and secure, and it has fast payouts as quick as 2 hours. There's also so many bet types, including same-game parlay bets, live betting, player props, and futures. FanDuel is making it easy for everyone to bet this season with a bunch of promotions that they'll be sharing all season long on our podcast. If you've been listening along, you've heard a lot of those. There's risk-free bets and same-game parlay bets, enhanced odds markets, and more. If you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now and sign up with promo code J&J so they know we sent you. That's J&J. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. See full terms and conditions at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It's Monday, December 6th, and we got a lot of great stuff to talk about in the world of sports and robots and ants, and we're going to introduce our new weekly segment we're very excited about called That's a Devil.
That's a Devil.
That's a Devil.
That's a Devil.
That's just so funny.
It's replaced as always. Boogie Boy officially it's over. Boogie Boy, we're retiring that shit.
Booger Boy has gotten crusty.
I don't know. I feel like there's some Booger Boys can be harmless sometimes, right? Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
devils are probably dastardly. You know, there's some dastardly shit going on to be, that's a devil. That's a devil.
That's a devil.
That's a devil.
Jenkins and Jones is hosted by my good friend, the Jethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John.
What's up, Bubbas? That's a devil.
Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? That is indeed a devil over there.
And I'm Guardy B, a.k.a. Mike, and should we just start with that segment? I was going to do it at the end.
Yeah, but fuck it. Who cares? Let's roll it.
Okay. I sent you guys the picture of this person.
We should thank everybody up top.
Huh?
We should thank everybody up top.
Oh, hey, yeah, listen, your Spotify raps were deeply emotionally moving for us and also somewhat scary and intimidating. So thank you very much for telling us that your stats.
That people actually listen to us. How insane.
Like 5,000
hours? Minutes? 3,000 minutes? Like, nigga, what? Sheesh. Thank you. Wow. It's crazy to see.
It's beyond crazy. A couple of those numbers freaked me out.
Yeah, if you listen to us for like 5,000 minutes, you listen 4,998 more minutes than I did to us.
Or would. If I wasn't me, I would not be listening to me, dog.
Like, only time I listen to us is to, like, you know, check volume levels and shit like that. I'm investigatively surveying the quality of our episode. Like, I do not listen to us, bro.
I mean, I don't like the sound voice, of though, too, right?
Like, yeah, everyone hates their voice. Yeah. Everyone hates their voice for sure. John, do you like listening to your own voice?
Hell no. No, I hate my fucking voice. I think the thing is, like, you the way you hear, it's not even that you actually hate the voice. You just hear it so differently in your own head. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, this is me. I'm a bitch. You know what I mean? Like,
that's a devil.
That's a devil. You feel me? This is me.
Oh man, we are stupid as hell. But I appreciate y'all for listening to 5,000 minutes of this silly shit that we've been doing.
We gonna say this for a year and a half straight, nigga. This shit is great.
Shit to the ground.
Call this shit a devil. I wish I would have known this earlier. Oh my god.
but we really do appreciate you guys because like the show's been around in one capacity or another for several years, and this was the first year that, you know, obviously the volume, you know, said, hey, why don't you really try and do this for a year? And the three of us decided we'll make that work schedule-wise. And, you know, we enjoy, obviously, just hanging out, bullshitting with each other. But to know that in our first year of trying to, like, you know, button our fucking pants as a podcast.
Stop wearing the snap-on button jeans, you know what I mean?
To know that, like, so many people actually were listening to, like, every episode. And I it really was crazy, like, kind of thinking about it. Because in all honesty, I was thinking about this. I don't talk to my mom that much. Like, I don't talk to most of my close friends as much as people are just like being the fourth person on the pod bullshitting with us in their head. You know what I mean? So it really does mean a lot. We really appreciate you guys.
Riding in their car, responding to us.
That's yelling so beautiful shit. In the office, bro, when your boss is looking over like, what is this dude talking about?
I really got hugs for everybody, dog. Yeah.
So. All right. I'm sending you guys a picture of a Tennessee Amish man who was arrested with 25 pounds of weed and several guns. And I just want you to tell me if this is or is not a devil.
Wow. That's definitely a devil.
That's a devil.
That's a devil indeed. Wow. You know what it is? It's this. I never do. How many people line up their beards like that?
Yeah,
they do the chin strap. That's kind of their thing.
Oh, that's
they.
But I have lined up like that though.
I did not know Amish people lived in fucking Tennessee. I thought that was a Pennsylvania thing.
Bro, of course,
Tennessee. A redneck Amish person that exists.
Have you been to Tennessee?
I mean, it's country, but I thought they lived in Pennsylvania.
Bro, you been to Chattanooga?
I mean, Chattanooga sound like some country.
Okay, listen. It's white. There are. It's like Dutch Amish in Pennsylvania. So that's like the very stereotypical, like the windmills and shit. Mm-hmm. But as there are white people in Pennsylvania, there are countryer, redneckier white people in Tennessee, and so there are countryer, redneckier Amish people in Tennessee, including Chris Appleby from Lawrence County, Tennessee, whose house was raided where they found 25 pounds of weed and a dozen guns, and they are Amish-looking guns.
Chris Appleby. A name like a cartoon mouse. Like, what the? Chris Appleby.
Yo.
That is a Charlotte's Web-ass name, dog.
I fuck with this nigga in seventh grade, dog. Like, this is the white boy that was cool to us in seventh grade, dog. I kind of feel like he might have been the white homie, dog. He got a face that make me
this
think.
This might have been White Chris.
Right, you feel me? Yeah, I think this was White Chris, dog. Look at that face, bro. You know what I mean? Come on.
Oh, I don't have any further commentary on that. I just wanted to bring Chris Appleby to our attention.
Chris Appleby might be a real one. He might be a real one, dog.
This motherfucker was moving rifles with wood barrels. Like, what the?
did you
this motherfucker is moving weight for the War of 1812 out this bitch. Like, what the fuck, Chris Appleby?
I tell you what, though, that green looked like it might be the real deal. Hey, Sydney, what are we looking at? Oh, no, okay, you were looking at the guns now? Oh, this nigga got a musket.
Might be for real, though.
This motherfucker. Oh, yeah, that green. Hey, yeah, green. That motherfucker.
Yeah, I see hints of orange and purple.
You feel me?
A foot. That might be that fire, as they say.
This motherfucking 12 gauge. Well, this motherfucker looked like this was from the future, though. This motherfucker. Sheesh. I can hear the click clack of that motherfucker. Shit, that shit. It looks.
Chris funny. Appleby was ready and prepared for the redcoats to try and fucking take his weed away.
Look at this one.
In case a swashbuckler want to get crazy.
What's this right here?
Yeah.
What you see in this motherfucker? That's a real one. That black.
That's a gun he's not supposed to know about. Right. He might get excommunicated from the church after these photos came out, bro. Had weed in the 1500s. They
didn't
even
have cell phones, and this motherfucker got all them attachments on that shit. It looked like Call of Duty around that motherfucker, dog. Yeah. Hey, but, free white Chris, you know what I mean? Free the homie white Chris. We need the t-shirts made ASAP. You hear that, Jackson?
Okay, let's talk about the Thunder had the worst loss in NBA history. There is tanking, and then there is losing by 73 points.
Nuggets.
With Ja not playing against a Ja Morant-less Memphis Grizzlies squad at your crib.
Did you see them tweet about it?
75-point spanking.
Did you?
And your goddamn social media talking about, well, guys, you're just going to regroup. No, the fuck you ain't.
Nigga.
You ain't. You need to new group, bitch. You need to degroup. Re is not one of the things you need to do with that group.
Don't tweet it. Don't tweet it. Act like it never happened. Lie to yourself. Yeah. It works. I do it all the time. Okay? You know what I mean? Pretend this shit didn't happen and move on. Don't acknowledge that shit. You know, somebody at you, what you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. 73, what?
You just got to pop up the next day with some, get some retweets off and shit. Like, ain't shit happened.
Right. You know what I mean? That
would have been the move, is just retweet three of Tyler's tweets about anything, basically. It's just, what are we talking about?
Change the narrative.
We're talking about college football? Okay, we're talking about college football today.
Right.
But regrouping and getting back at it is not required in the moment.
Don't acknowledge a 73-point drubbing, okay? You know what I mean? Just fuck it. Just move on. Pretend like it didn't happen. That's the best way to deal with it. Only way to deal with it.
I would love it. And actually, there are some people on Twitter like this. I would love it if this is how human beings tweeted their Twitter accounts. They're like, well, my wife is cheating on me, but I have to put the final score up. I got laid off today. I better just go put the final score up. Back at it on Monday.
Got served with some divorce papers today, but 109, 106 in a tough one.
I mean, I'll just say, yo, we got that ass whooped today. You know what I'm saying? Like, just say that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to regroup, right? First of all, you are tweeting, nigga. You can't do shit to help these niggas, all right? What are your thumbs going to do to help them regroup, my nigga? You know what I'm saying? Stick to the tweets. Say you got your ass whooped or ignore the shit and move on. You can't help them boys out. They big trash. And a big trash team that has beat the Lakers twice.
Okay, moving on.
Two times.
Let's talk about the Bulls beating the Nets. DeMar fucking DeRozan, 29 points on 13-24 shooting. The Bulls win 111-107 to improve to 16-8. And the Bulls team that we were hoping would be like fun. It's like a real legit
actually
fucking
good
team, man.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about this season. Did you guys get a chance to watch the game? I thought DeMar was like everything everyone said about DeMar needing to turn into a 2020s basketball player. This game was the proof of no. I just needed to be in the right situation for my game.
This season is the proof of that, though. Like, they've been trying to tell his ass, you know, come to the future with us. And he's like, no, I'm cool here. I'm shooting 55% from fucking mid-range. I'm the best mid-range game, maybe in the player, maybe in the fucking in the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he has more points than anybody in the league right now. How are you going to, like, you know what I'm saying, talk against that? And he's getting paid damn near $20 million less than fucking Westbrook. All right? You know what I mean? We over here. And Westbrook's been playing decent as of late.
He's been playing really well as of late.
You know what I'm saying? So let me not add on unnecessarily. You feel what I'm saying? Or talk down unnecessarily. But yeah, DeRozan looking like, hey, as a guy, bro, flat out.
Yeah. I think there was kind of, you know, an unsaid thinking that, you know, if Pop couldn't get much out of him, then he's a lost cause, right?
I totally agree with you. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. But then he's in Chicago. God, he's looking like a, you know, he's going to fuck around and be like a second team All-NBA guy or something this year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he has been that fucking good this season. It's just, you know, like we said, we thought that the Bulls would be fun, maybe a 5 or 6 seed, you know, maybe, you know, make someone sweat in the first round, maybe even get a first round win. These motherfuckers can win the East from what I've seen from them so far, bro. Flat out.
I might need to find myself in Chicago for a playoff game. That might need to accidentally happen,
bro. That energy is going to be crazy, bro.
It's going to be crazy. Like, put me, I'll sit, you know, up behind the banners. I just need to be in the building for that energy this year.
You say you see Lonzo with the fucking dotted eye on that motherfucking game and mm-hmm. walked off like with the hand. Mm-hmm. And They are having fun. Not only is it fun to watch, they are having fun playing the fucking game. You know what I mean? Good for all of them. I like everybody on the team. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is a team that I enjoy rooting for.
Yeah, that game winner was so fitting because it was like DeMar and Lonzo exercising demons on that play.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because we've heard how DeMar's just a scorer, doesn't get teammates involved. He gets the game winning dime to Lonzo, who had one of the brokest jumpers we've ever seen.
Can't shoot.
Right?
He's been a good shooter for like the last two or three seasons, keeping the stats.
Yeah, though. Yeah. He put the work in for that. But when he came in the league, he was shooting like fucking 30% or some ugly shit.
13%, yeah. Nigga.
Yes.
Might have been close to that. Nigga might have been in the teams right now.
Yeah, so that game winning play, it was like both those dudes exercising their demons, you know, fucking DeMar playmaking and Lonzo bombing from deep, like
bombing.
These kids are gonna be trouble, man. Yeah,
bombing and look, and you know what I'm saying? Knowing it coming out of his hands, he feeling himself. You know what I mean? I love that. Good for him.
I'm really excited for this next segment.
What is it, Mike? I have no idea what the fuck we talking about today, honestly.
John rolled in from the Dirty Doritos, just fucking
watching Christmas films and shit. Tired as a motherfucker. We gonna work it out, though. You feel me?
Okay. As a dedicated watcher of the trajectory of the @DragonflyJones Twitter account, this is a new low for our hero.
What happened?
Kenny Pickett, in a college football game today, hit a fake quarterback slide, and before he went down, he popped up and kept running, and our dear friend Tyler has had it with these rule breakers.
Tyler, hold up.
No, let him get his
issue off.
Let me say this. I didn't like that play, and I don't like that I didn't like that play. Okay, I want to be clear.
So you a cop, but you know... all cops are bastards. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes. I'm going to tell you why I don't like it. I'm going to use so many cliches and tropes that I'd never fucking use in my life. And people who are full of shit.
Oh, God.
Okay. For one, rules are rules. Okay.
Tyler, don't start off there.
Hear me out. And rules are in place to protect you and to protect others. And I feel, look, like I said, I'm not a rules of rules motherfucker. I am not. Okay. But in this instance, this quarterback bended a rule that was there to protect him. He utilized the defense, you know, easing up off him because if he'd have slid, because, you know, you don't go after a sliding quarterback. He utilized that to his advantage to get them stuck and to blast pass him for a touchdown. He gamed the system in a way where he exploited. No, he exploited what was put in place to protect them. Now I'm going to go to another fucking cliche that I hate and I think that people use are full of shit. This sets a dangerous precedent.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you why it sets a dangerous precedent. Look, if quarterbacks add this fake slide to their bag, right, we are going to see defenders who are legitimately lunging into them when they're legitimately sliding. And we're going to see motherfuckers getting concussed or worse, right? We're going to see quarterbacks who are sliding, who are getting hit because, you know, defenders are like, I'm not falling for the fake here. And that also gives an out for dirty players who want to get a cheap shot in. Oh, I thought he was faking when they knew damn well, you know, they just wanted to get a cheap shot in. So that's the dangerous precedent I set. And the last thing I'm going to say that I hate when motherfuckers say is think about the children here, okay? Think about the children here. No, because look. No, but hear me out. Hear me out. Think about the children, okay? Because it worked for that Pittsburgh quarterback, right? There's a 16-year-old kid who's thinking about breaking that shit out next season, and it's not going to go good for him. He is going to get his ass lit up. You know what I'm saying? So that is not something that I think that referees need to nip that in the bud. They need to put that lid back on that can of worms.
See, Jesus fucking Christ. Okay. I think because, we've had because enough.
Because all jokes aside.
That's a whole power shot. You're killing me right now.
Look, I told y'all I was going to go full white man on this, and I'm going full Christ. White man. I am going Republican.
You are translucent,
bro.
Right now.
Light skin as a mother. Yes. This nigga yellow, listen, my nigga.
Listen, but in all seriousness, exploiting a rule that is put in place to protect a player, nothing good is going to come from that, because then you put the defense in a corner where, okay, we got to play to the whistle, and that's how motherfuckers get hurt.
I saw that shit. I just thought like that nigga. Woo, that was a little swaggy, nigga. I thought it was shady.
It was cool. It was cool as hell, but it's dangerous as fuck.
Yeah, I feel you on that, but it come across like the niggas just Steph's ruining the game. You don't see anybody. You know what I'm saying?
You know what this sounds like. Tyler sounds like he's defending the ref on that Anthony Edwards dunk.
No. I would never be that guy. I would never be that guy. No.
It was a charge. It was a charge.
I would never be that guy.
The letter of the law.
This is a different level of mentor. This is a different kind of meant to protect. I mean, with all due respect to the sport of basketball, which we love and I like more than football, is no one trying to ram their helmet through your teeth in the sport of fucking basketball, right, bro? That rule is in place for a good reason.
The energy is the same, though.
My reaction was,
look,
I can't believe he didn't blow his ACL trying to do this shit. Idea of starting to slide and popping up to me makes my knee hurt just talking about
it. We're old, bro. We're old. Have you ever watched games like, wow, these dudes really jump in the air and land on their knee, on their feet, like repetitively, and nothing happens. That dude jumped really high in the air and landed and was fine. No pain. Yeah. How crazy is that?
But like I said, I didn't like that. But I'm at the age now where safety is more important than cool shit to me. And I'm aware of how lame that sounds.
And you're saying this while high, all right?
Yes, of course.
Yes. I think that bounces out some way, somehow. You know what I mean? I'm grabbing.
I was but high as hell here, shaking my head.
The weed was purchased right from an Amish drug dealer, right, so we're balancing everything out.
Right. Oh shit! Rules are rules.
Rules are rules.
Wow, high rules as fuck
at Dragonfly right. Jones. Right. That's good. You needed a new bio, so we're good.
But yeah, like I said, I don't like that. But you know, this
you
is
sound
who I
like
am
a
now.
Devil. You sound like
I
a
sound
devil.
Like a devil.
All right, let's talk about college football. Went through quite the. We got a lot of college football talk.
Yeah, college football talk.
A lot of college gridiron talk here on Jenkins and Jones. I want to talk about the coaching carousel because I know we all had a reaction to this. All the coaches are moving around. It's the middle of the season. They're still trying to, like, you know, Notre Dame's still trying to win a national championship, and their head coach, Brian Kelly, takes the LSU job. First of all, goes to Baton Rouge and adopts a Louisiana accent for his intro press conference, which was the funniest shit ever. He said, my family.
My family. Motherfucker do like 6 syllables in that bitch. My family. God damn, motherfucker.
Calm your ass down, fuck nigga.
We were just talking about how hard it is to pull off a Southern accent.
And New Orleans is the most impossible of Southern accents to imitate. You feel me? Bro, you know what I'm saying? Reel it in, my nigga.
My file,
my file. Nigga sound like he's on auto-tune. Nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? Right,
their finger on the slider.
T-Pain hit that nigga like with the, you know what I'm saying?
But what I wanted to talk about is in the process of telling his team that he was leaving them as they're trying to win a national championship, Brian Kelly first sent a group text, which I love. Hey, sorry you guys saw this from the media. You know, that's how the game is, but it's true. I'm leaving. Meet me in the locker room at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. So that
ruin that day early as a motherfucker. Let's go.
Apparently give them a speech that lasted like less than 10 minutes. And could we just... It's valuable work experience for the kids.
It is.
Could we just send an email? Could we just send an email on that one and let the kids sleep in for one day maybe?
No, I think it's a good lesson for the kids to learn early, though. You know what I mean? I like, nigga, these motherfuckers just be talking shit. This is a job like a motherfucker. Never forget that. You know what I'm saying? So when it's time to get yours, you never feel bad because they going to get theirs. You feel what I'm saying? All that coach speak, that's bullshit. You know what I mean? They paid to say that shit. You know what I mean?
Funniest shit is they said in this 11 minutes, there was a question and answer session there too. So, you know, ain't nobody had shit to ask that motherfucker. Nobody
hey,
gave
how
a
much
fuck.
More are you getting paid at LSU than you were getting paid at Notre Dame?
Right, like that's it, bro. Like those people did not give a fuck.
Also, I respect it too, man. You can't keep the bag waiting, baby. You feel me? The bag waiting, you know, they can't keep it waiting too long, baby. We got to go. Exactly. You know,
we got to move on. We got recruits to steal.
You feel me?
Hey, coach.
Sorry, Bubba. Yeah. You know what I mean? The game's the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The NFL is heading into the home stretch, and they're giving us a big Week 13 divisional matchup between rivals Patriots and Bills. FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can win $150 on a $5 bet. I think that the Patriots are just going to roll. I'm going to build a same game parlay, money line, touchdown scorer, and I'm going to take all kinds of crazy prop bets. I'm basically just going to take the Patriots, everything that the Patriots have up on the board, because I think they're going to blow them out because history repeats itself, especially when it comes to great coaching in the NFL. FanDuel is sports betting made simple. And they're always hooking you up with great offers. Offers like this are just one of the many reasons I love betting the NFL on FanDuel. It's the number one rated sportsbook app in America. It's easy to use and it's safe and secure. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 2 hours. Already a FanDuel Sportsbook user, FanDuel is hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 too. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with promo code JNJ before this Monday night matchup. You can win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use promo code JNJ, that's J ampersand J, so they know I sent you, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. New users only, $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Okay, there was a lot of attention on Twitter to a video of a robot that had like very lifelike facial expressions this week. That was actually not the most terrifying news story to come out about robots. So I'm just going to read, this is from a CNN story. Shit. Headline, world's first living robots can now reproduce, scientists say. The U.S. scientists who created the first living robots say the life forms, known as xenobots, can now reproduce, and in a way not seen in plants and animals. Great.
Wait, no. We need more. You can't just cut it off right there, bro. What? Like, I need some more context.
So are these like some single cell robots or some shit?
Yes, these are microbiotic robots that are now. So they were specifically designed to. I don't know how much you guys follow robot technology, but
is this that nano shit?
The whole idea of building a nanobot or whatever is that they could put some shit in your, they could inject some shit into you that could be hormone tagged or pH tagged or whatever to a specific kind of cancer. And this shit would go find it and just until all the cancer was gone or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the nya stands for, but that's like the rough.
I get it. It made science, a lot of right? sense to me.
In order to do that, though, they have to be able to be flexible because otherwise you don't want like a bunch of just little shit floating around in your body. So, yes, this is specifically, here's how they described it. Frogs have a way of reproducing that they normally use, but when you liberate the cells from the rest of the embryo and you give them a chance to, quote, figure out how to be in a new environment, not only do they figure out a new way to move, but also they figure out a new way to reproduce. But they were basically cloning themselves.
Jesus Christ.
Without any people telling them to do that.
Is that in their code or anything? It's just they started... That's they just started creating, doing that themselves.
It was expected that they would do it, but there was no like execute command. You know what I mean? They're operating independently of control.
So I've heard of technology where, like, you could use nanotechnologies where you walk in the house, it realizes you're cold, and the house will turn the heat on to make to get your body temperature up, like things like that. But I didn't know it, like, was made and could possibly reproduce. I thought it was made for particular things, and then it, you know, like, what is it reproducing itself, or is it reproducing itself to do different things?
Okay, I'm going to read you two more paragraphs, and then we can discuss whether or not this is a good idea. The Xenobots are very early technology. Think of a 1940s computer, and don't yet have any practical applications. However, this combination of molecular biology and artificial intelligence could potentially be used in a host of tasks in the body and the environment, according to researchers. This may include things like collecting microplastics in the oceans, inspecting root systems, and regenerative medicine. While the prospect of self-replicating biotechnology could spark concern, the researchers said that the living machines were entirely contained in a lab and easily extinguished, as they are biodegradable and regulated by ethics experts. The scientists always say that they're easily extinguishable in the first act of the movie. They always say that it's perfectly controlled in the laboratory. And you know what? It never is. Because life finds a way. And I would rather this not be happening. Maybe it's okay that we die when we're in our 80s, bro. Maybe we don't need to create robots that can self-replicate beyond our ability to control them someday.
Listen, bro, 35 was like senior citizen status for like 98% of our existence as humans. I think 80 is a nice ceiling for us to have. You know what I mean? I think that's a nice compromise. You know what I mean? To make that leap from 35 to 80. But I'm curious, though, is, you know, they said they expected them to do that. Was there anything that spurned this? Because, like, you know, we'll see Animals Clone when there's a lack of opposite, you know, sex partners or whatever. Like, was there anything that spurned this, or did they just do it because they could? I feel like both would be equally fucking scary, because I feel like if they just did it just to do it, it's like, let's start the fucking robot evolution for the so we can kill some motherfuckers. And, like,
they're having conversations years. We haven't heard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They design them to only replicate in specific. So it's like, because this shit's so complex, it's written for kindergartners like me. And I'm sure that if I were actually a scientist, I'd get it. But what they said is they were designed to only replicate under certain conditions, and they started replicating under different conditions.
Are they, are they, the clones did the exact same things the ones prior did, or did they do different shit? That's what I'm wondering. Like, Did they, like, evolve as well?
Yeah, they don't really do anything yet because they're still so basic. So yeah, they don't, like...
So they didn't evolve. They didn't evolve to anything different.
Not yet, correct.
Okay, but, I mean, you know, 9 generations, it might... You know what I mean? Ain't no telling. Why are we doing this?
Interesting that you asked that question. The research was partially funded by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, a federal agency that oversees the development of technology for military use.
Isn't that why we do, like, isn't all science at some point, you know
DARPA
what I mean?
DARPA funded everything.
The root DARPA of science everything is, the, you know what I'm saying, yes. The military. In some way, it's ridiculous. Yes.
It's great. Very exciting. It's
scary as hell.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, it's scary as hell. Okay.
yeah, it's scary. Yeah.
I'm realizing usually our science is a little bit more upbeat than this, but did I send you guys the video of the ant death spiral? Correct?
I saw it. I don't think you saw it. I did see it. That was like how like the pheromones or something from the other ants will cause them to like walk in a circle till they all die.
The actual name for it is an ant mill, but it's become known as an ant death spiral. And what happens is, if you've ever seen ants in your house or outside, you know they follow a line. Mm-hmm. They follow a line because someone finds some food, they shoot a pheromone up that says, hey, there's food over here, and then they march in a line to the food, and they get another line going back to their colony to bring the food back, right? And if they get trapped in some sort of the pheromone is not working the way it's supposed to, they can end up following each other around in a circle that gets bigger and bigger with more and more ants until they just collapse of exhaustion and die. And it's like, the video was freaky as fuck, first of all. But I think something I know the three of us all think about is like, what do human beings look like to something bigger than human beings? Or like whatever. And is this not what like the internet is? Like, is this not the social era that we're in of like everything we're doing biologically makes sense? Like, I read something that makes me angry, so I'm going to talk about it. But by saying the thing about how angry I am about this, I'm promoting this idea that makes me angry to more people. Like, this is Jason fucking Whitlock. Like, this is...
Shit.
That's exactly what it is, though. Damn. We are ant death spiralers on fucking Twitter.
What was crazy to me, somebody sent me the picture of what an ant looked like. Was that one of y'all?
I sent you the picture. Okay, I don't know why I was on an ant kick this week. I sent you a picture of an electron microscope's picture of an ant, and it looked like
something that, like, I texted y'all, I was like, dog, it's just so wild. They're like, I'm 3 years old, or like four, killing them with my finger, like, you know what I mean? That motherfucker looked like it should be wrecking shit. There is nothing that, like, there should be nothing. I mean, I know it can lift 50 times its weight and all that. That's cool. But I'm still killing it with my fucking finger. You know what I mean? Regardless of all that other shit. You know what I mean? The way that thing looks, it is unfair that it's so, you know, weak in the greater scheme. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so low on the.
That's a devil. That's a devil. That ant is a devil. That looked like a devil for sure.
I could tell by the look in your fucking eyes.
That motherfucker was coming. Mike was like, calm down. Like, it's coming. I can see Mike like, yeah.
Yeah, them bitches look diabolical. They look scary
you
as fuck.
You feel me? And we just fucking them over my fingers. But yeah, like, ants are weird. Like, they say don't kill them in your house too, because when you do, it just sends out a signal, the pheromone sends out a signal to other ants to come. You know what I mean? So I
kill the fuck out of them.
I be killing the fuck out of them shits. Yeah, they're annoying as hell, but that looked more than annoying. Like Tyler said, that shit looked diabolical. You know what I mean?
It's interesting that you feel like we're fucking them up because we can squish one of them, because I feel like that's a very human idea of
power,
like winning. Yeah, and power, yeah. Right? Like me versus the ant.
I can kill you with my, yeah.
Yeah, but there are 10 billion billion ants on the planet Earth.
How many zeros is that? What's that? 9? 18 zeros?
There's a biomass of 3,000 million tons of ant on the world.
Okay. What was that? What was that?
The biomass of ants on the planet Earth is 3,000 million tons. So if you were to put all of the cows,
that's 3 billion,
Earth,
right?
On a scale,
3,000 million.
No, I think it's one over that.
Yeah.
Okay, it's six times 3, as much.
Million.
That's what it says on Google, and
nigga.
I don't fucking know.
I was like, holy shit!
It's six times as much as the weight of all the cows on the planet Earth, and it's twice the weight of all the fish combined on the planet Earth.
Cows be big as fuck too, and ants be little as hell. That's a lot.
Scientists estimate there are 1 quadrillion ants on the Earth.
God damn.
That's the number one.
I thought that was a fake number. I thought that was a number we just made up.
Zeros.
Quadrillion is like we just said that when things were big. Yeah. I didn't think it was an actual number. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, welcome to Planet Ant.
For real.
That's what, yeah.
They running shit. You know what I mean? I'm tripping. Shit.
They're not listening to the pod, though, so fuck them. Yeah. All right. That's our shit.
They didn't put their 5,000 hours in. Fuck them niggas. Squishing more with my finger. You know what I'm saying?
That's our show. Thank you for fucking with us. We'll be back on in the middle of the week with more fun stuff to talk about. Appreciate you. Thank you seriously again for all the thousands of hours, minutes.
The quadrillion hours you put in.
We need our total minutes. How many quadrillion minutes did we get listened
the
to?
The biomass of all the minutes of the podcast. Twice as much as ants. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.